Testing, hello, Ghost in the Shell, Scarlett Johansson. Are you here?
Scarlett Johansson.
オタク初心者ポッドキャスト。
Hi everyone, welcome to the Otaku News Podcast, a podcast where we talk Japan, anime, and right now...
The weather, just kidding.
No, no. Live anime adaptations, which, talking about the weather, would probably be more interesting. But we are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Nancy.
Sorry about last week. My tiny pencil. I have literally an inch.
Last week she started talking about her tiny pencil.
Yeah, for those of you who missed my pencil, I'll post a picture of my little tiny pencil. It still works. It has a full eraser. But enough about my tiny pencil. Sorry about last week. I was dying in bed. I was really sick. It wasn't COVID, but it was terrible.
But it was something that took you out.
I kept going on TikTok and putting Mystery Bug 2024. And it's like similar stuff. So I kept riding the roller coaster. I had influenza A, type A and B at one point. And then I had COVID, new mystery, one that cannot be detected yet. And then a common cold. There's also bronchitis, but I wasn't like coughing or anything. Mm-hmm. But I did lose my voice randomly.
Yeah, who knows?
And yeah, it was horrible. I don't know. Just take your vitamin C. That's it really helped.
Yeah.
I'm still dealing with it.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
I just feel dehydrated.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I'm still catching up. Still catching up.
Fevers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the worst. The worst body aches probably ever.
Oh, man. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. And I hate to say, like, mask up. But if you're fucking sick, can you please do that? Whoever got me sick.
Yeah, I just mask up.
And then I have kids, and they just carry germs. Nobody else got sick, just me and my husband.
Stay home.
Exactly what I did. I was out of commission for a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I remember I texted you. I was like, we're taking this week off the podcast. And I hate doing it, but it had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
In order to come back.
Oh, yeah. But welcome back.
Thank you.
Because fuck being sick.
I was on social media a lot, too. So those of you who joined me there, thank you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
At Otaku Noobs Pod. Easy.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I just yawned. That's easy. That was an easy yawn. Sure was.
All right, well, let's move on to some anime news. Did you guys see the new Demon Slayer movie? I didn't. I was sick in bed. So and it's still out in theaters, so you could still catch it for a little bit of time. But if you don't, you know, go, we have to wait till, I believe, April. Mm. And it's the last episode of last season with the new episode of the new one.
Oh, I see. So it's just...
Like it's not even a movie. It's just... They're calling it a movie.
How long is it?
It's like a two-hour thing.
So it's a two-hour-long episode?
Well, yeah. Well, it's last... The finale of last season, which is an hour. Yeah, and then the premiere.
Oh, I see.
Which is an hour.
So it's just all...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah, I think I can wait till April. Mm-hmm. I'd rather us watch the third season because it's really good.
Yeah, I do need to catch up.
If you like your visual animes, that's definitely it.
Ketchup and mustard.
But we brought this up because in Japan, on their opening weekend, it made 1.2 billion yen, which is about almost $8.5 million here in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's like opening... You know, it's opening weekend. But yeah, people, I've heard, obviously, that they like it, but I heard that it's just kind of like two very different paced episodes. Mm. Is what I keep reading.
Yeah, so that can be, yeah.
It's like, stop promoting it as a movie if it's not a movie. But whatever, money. It's so cool to see, like, if that's your favorite anime on big screen.
Yeah, right?
But anywho.
Compared to, like, watching it on your phone.
Yeah. which we did that a lot.
So I don't know.
Yeah, but and then also you get to see it early. You don't have to wait till April. Mm-hmm. There's that. I've been looking for it online. Cannot find it. If anyone has it, send it my way, please.
They keep taking it down.
I just can't find it anywhere. All my little sites.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nowhere. So, spoilers from this point on, it's mm-hmm. we're going to be ruining 2017 live-action adaptation starring Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's exciting.
Yes, it's exciting. And you can watch this movie for free on Pluto TV or for $3.99 on YouTube, Prime Video, Apple TV, and more. Yes. Let's jump into the facts. Nancy, you want to start us off with? Do we want to see who it stars?
Stars. It's Scarlett Johansson, Takeshi Kitano, Michael Pitt, Pilo? I don't know how to say his last name. Pilo Asbaek. Chin Han and Juliet Binoche.
I like recognize everybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're from that.
Yeah.
You're from this. I just watched you in this one thing.
I wouldn't be able to put the name and the face together, you know, but. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's the cast. The director is Rupert Sanders, which is, I can't read
out. He's directing the new Crow movie.
That's right.
That's him.
Yeah, we did. You just
with Bill Skarsgård.
Mm-hmm.
I like his name.
Skarsgård. and it was released March 31st, 2017. Budget, $110 million US dollars.
Give or take.
Yeah, which is pretty insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, the box office was not nearly as much as what their original budget was.
As what they say in the biz. Yeah. Quite a flop.
It was a lot, yeah. A lot less. But the rating was 6.3 out of 10, so there goes that with the budget.
Yeah, the box office was $169.8 million.
Yeah.
So not really.
So they didn't really gain a lot. 51% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes and then 85% on JustWatch.com.
That's 6.3 out of 10, though, on IMDb.
Mm-hmm. Genres, action, sci-fi. And you said what, Pluto TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's there. Ads. Yeah, it's there with ads. Mm-hmm. Also, the original anime is there, which I also got stuck watching.
Oh, see, that's what I did like.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. We covered that one early on.
That one I did like.
Well, download yourself into a new fucking shell or whatever they said in this dumb movie. And get ready for Ghost in the Shell, starring Scarlett Johansson.
What did you call her earlier?
ScarJo.
Oh. Never mind.
All right, take us there.
All right, so in the near future, humans are augmented with cybernetic improvements such as vision, strength, and intelligence. Augmentation developer Hanka, mm-hmm. right? Robotics establishes a secret project to develop an artificial body or shell that can integrate a human brain rather than an AI. Mira Killian, survivor of a cyber terrorist attack which killed her parents, is chosen as the subject after her body is damaged beyond repair. Over the objections of her design, Dr. Ouellette, Hanka Robotics CEO, decides to use Killian as a counterterrorism operative.
Yeah, that guy's name is Cutter, which I thought was funny. And he's one of the CEOs from Silicon Valley, that TV show.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like basically him, but in the future.
Yeah.
So a year later, Killian, which is Scarlett Johansson's character, mm-hmm. has attained the rank of major in the Counterterrorism Bureau, Section 9. Working alongside her partners are Bato and Togusa.
Uh-huh.
Under their chief, I want to say his name is Daisuke. I think it's how it's pronounced. Daisuke Aramaki. So Killian starts to experience, well, before I jump into that, I like that whole opening scene where she basically watching a dinner go down.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when we see one of the robot geishas have like a meltdown, and she's trying to kill one of the CEOs at this dinner.
Right.
And Nancy hates her spider walk.
It was just, not that I hate it. It was just, you
creepy,
know.
Creepy. Gross.
It's gross to watch. Like, you know, the contortionist.
I know you have aspect. A problem with robots, too.
I mean, it's...
It's coming.
I don't hate all you of guys. This is coming. But anyway, let's carry
all
on.
Of this is coming soon. So, but yeah, I like the whole action opening scene. It's very much just like the anime.
Mm-hmm.
So, Killian starts to experience hallucinations that Dr. Alette dismisses as glitches. She's troubled, but she doesn't clearly remember because she doesn't really like remember her past. So, the theme thoughts. A terrorist attack on a Hanka business conference, like about what just happened, and Killian ends up destroying the robot geisha after the robot takes a hostage. After learning that the geisha was hacked by an unknown entity, but they go by their code name is like Kuze.
Mm-hmm.
So Killian breaks protocol and she decides to like dive, they call it, into its AI. Of like this geisha for answers, and the entity at that point attempts to counter hack her, and Bato is forced to like disconnect mm-hmm. Killian, and they're like, it's very dangerous if you do this, and she's like, I don't care, I have to find out what happened. And she, I like how they did it too, because it's not just like a virus like overtaking her, it's like literally Scarlett Johansson. And it just looks like a bunch of, she's getting dragged down by a bunch of hands and...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all, like, just silhouettes, almost like shadows. Yeah. It's gross. I really liked how they did it, though.
It's very well made, actually. It's just, you know...
We'll get into the controversy later.
Anyway. So, Kuze tracks down Section 9's Hanka's consultant, Dr. Dalin, and kills her. The team links the murder... to the deaths of other senior company researchers and realize that Aula is potentially the next target. Then Kuze takes control of two station workers and sends the workers to kill Aula. Now, with cybernetic eyes, so this is when Batu, like his vision, right? He gets his cybernetic eyes.
Oh yeah, because I think it was when they were searching for Kuze at one point, I think they walk into like a bomb.
Yeah.
And it burns his little eyeballs out.
Yeah. So he has to have these really
his
cool...
disgusting new flesh. I think for me,
yeah,
it's not so much the robot eyes, it's the flesh around the robot eyes.
Yeah. It grows into his skin.
Why couldn't you just go for normal eyeballs?
Yeah. It's...
That's a choice.
So anyway, so with his fucking cyber eyes, he kills one while...
Yeah, kills a bad guy.
The repaired Killian subdues the other.
Yeah, and I like that whole scene too, because again, it's very... It is just like the anime, this whole scene.
The
whole movie.
The whole movie is very much, While they interrogate the worker, Kuze speaks through him, basically compelling him to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Togusa traces the hack to a secret location where the team discovers a large number of humans mentally linked as a makeshift signal network. And then Killian is captured. And
it was very culty.
Yeah. That whole scene. It was kind of weird. Yeah. she's captured, and Kuze reveals himself as a failed Hanka test subject from the same project that created Killian.
Yeah, I like that guy too. Mm-hmm. I like him. He's come out in like a horror movie that I liked.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's called Funny Games. He was terrifying in it. But yeah, I like that whole scene too, because his robot, he sounds like the monotone voice in that Radiohead song.
Oh. So he urges Killian to question her own memories and stop thinking her medication as it actually helps to block her memories.
Yes, I love it so much, because he's like, we're just the same. Yeah. Oh, that medicine that he gave you that says it's going to help you with your glitches, guess what it's doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Suppressing everything, and she's just like, oh my God.
He's really the good guy here.
Yeah, she's realizing it.
Yeah.
Who's the bad guy?
So yeah, so he suggested to stop taking them, and so Kuzi just frees her and escapes.
Yeah, I'm not your enemy.
Mm-hmm. I'm a cool guy.
Yeah. He is very glitchy, though.
Yeah, he is.
And he has all these tattoos, which I kind of like. So Killian confronts Dr. Alette, and she's like...
Yo, bitch.
Yeah, what the hell? And she admits that there's been 98 test subjects before her that have all failed and died. Which is like, did they die or did you guys put them down, you know?
Right.
So, and that all of these memories that Killian has, they have all been like implanted into her. And that it's all Cutter. Cutter decided that Killian is like a liability and orders Dr. Alette to kill her. And after that, like return her to Honka Robotics. Mm-hmm. But instead, Dr. Alette gives Killian the address. An address and helps her escape, which I was like, good. She put like her morals and as a scientist before profit. I believe she even gets shot like trying to help her escape, right? The doctor does.
I think so, yeah.
So, yeah, Cutter kills Outland. I should have just kept reading and blames Killian, saying that, you know, she's gone rogue and blah blah blah, like made her out to be the enemy. And he informs Chief Arakami and the team that like Killian must be stopped and terminated, and you know she's now public enemy number one. And Killian at that point follows the address that the doctor had given her, and it's occupied by a widowed mother who reveals that her daughter Motoko Kasanagi ran away from home a year before that and was arrested, and then like had died while in custody. Makoto took her own life. Mm-hmm. But I like how the mom was like, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I know our government. Like, I do not believe that.
Right.
And Killian leaves and contacts her chief. And then the chief allows Cutter to remotely, like, eavesdrop, like, on the conversation. So you're like, right. Ooh, what are y'all scheming here?
Yeah, right. So, Bato, Tagosa, and Aramaki eliminate Cutter's men, trying to ambush them, while Killian follows her memories to the hideaway where Motoko was last seen.
And it's just some, like, trashed out apartment.
Right.
It's... Not purposefully, you know what I mean?
No, I get it, but it's...
The government came in.
Yeah. She and Kuze meet and recall their past lives as anti-augmentation radicals who were abducted by Honka as test subjects.
Which is fucked up, because they're like, we just want to be naturally human. And then they're like, nope.
Right.
And made them full-blown robots.
It sucks. Cutter deploys a spider tank to kill them. But
those are the spiders, huh?
Yeah. The spider walk, yeah. So he deploys a spider tank to kill them. Kuze nearly dies before Killian... is able to tear out the tank's motor.
She did that
motor control center
with those strong ass biceps.
Yeah. and while so losing an arm in the process.
Yeah, she's not that strong.
Yeah. Mortally wounded, Kuze asks Killian to join him in leaving this world, but Killian refuses and tells Kuze that he will always be with her and her ghost. And then fades out.
He's like, I've already downloaded a part of myself inside of you, so don't worry, baby girl. I'll be in your heart forever. In your mainframe.
And then a Honka sniper ends up killing him.
Which is like, why?
Yeah. So sad.
None of this would have happened if you wouldn't have kidnapped these people.
Right. Exactly.
You're just protesting outside your building.
So then Bato and the team rescue Killian, while Aramaki executes Cutter with Killian's consent.
Street justice.
So she's like, go for it.
Yeah, you ruined my life.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Now he's inside of me.
I know. The next day, now repaired and embracing her true identity as a Japanese Motoko.
Ooh, red flag.
Killian reconnects with her mother and returns to work with Section 9.
I do like that she got to be with her mom again.
Yeah. That was a nice one. That guy's face looks so fucking gross.
I don't like how a lot of these people look really oily and greasy. So I wonder if they're supposed to be kind of like plasticky.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these characters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like it's just all synthetic. But yeah, final thoughts.
Final thoughts as we're watching it.
As we got stuck watching the movie. We're always watching the movie or whatever we're talking about. It's in the background of us.
Greasy man.
Yeah, the greasy man at the club. But yeah, maybe they are just like little robots. Human robots. Right? Whatever, that's the future. We're like at the beginning stages of that shit right now.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of scary. Maybe when we're old ladies, we'll be able to download ourselves into young bodies.
We're going to be able to see this all...
And we're like...
Unfold.
In front of our eyes.
In front of our little blind eyes.
Yeah. We're going to have bateau eyes. Because that's all we can afford. So I was just reading right now that in Japan, this scores higher, like in the ratings, than the original anime.
What?
I think it's because they like Scarlett Johansson.
Maybe. Hasn't she done other movies?
But yeah, she has. She's like right? The like Black Widow in Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff. But isn't that insane? I mean, it doesn't have high star. And we're not going 5 out of 5 over here, but it has. It almost has 4 stars. And then the anime has like a 3.2.
Oh.
So I really do think it's...
Yeah.
You know, ScarJo. The controversy of this film, while like visually it's brilliant,
mm-hmm.
A lot of these articles are saying it's the whitewashing of the Asian culture, which, yeah, we're in the future and there's supposed to be no race, but it's like, why is it automatically a white lady?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole other.
They could have gone with anybody, but I know.
Yeah.
But besides all of that, should we read some reviews?
Sure.
Mike Shelp on IMDb gave it a 7 out of 10 and just says, love the original anime, watchable movie adaptation, good action.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree, because...
What's his name, Mike?
Mike Shelp.
I agree with you, Mike Shelp.
And yeah, 7 out of 10. I think I would rate it a 6 out of 10, maybe 7, like maybe a 7.
Maybe like a 6.8 out of 10.
Just because we've watched a lot of anime adaptations, we haven't talked about all of them. And this is probably one of the better ones.
Yeah, quality-wise, definitely.
Story-wise.
Everything, yeah. It's just shot for shot.
Another one on IMDb, Neil-476, 7 out of 10. Empty, but great looking.
That's another one, yeah.
Okay. I agree.
Yep.
Let's see, Rotten Tomatoes. Michael J. Casey fails to do anything beyond what's already on the page. Angie Han. She says, the characters in this movie just repeat themselves and explains plot points to each other all in the same flat, droning, monotone way. Yeah, I kind of do agree.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment where she's like, at the beginning, when the doctor's explaining everything to Killian.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, your body, your shell, and your soul, your ghost. And it's like, yeah, we all know, but we know. We get it. We get it. It's but then maybe not all, maybe not all lines. Americans.
How can we elongate this movie?
And then somebody else right here, Camboli Campbell, I hope I said your name right, says, seems the best stuff got lost in translation. 2 out of 5.
Oh, gross. Flesh eyes.
Flesh eyeballs. So, yeah, this movie was okay. I like this, like, all the graphics. That was cool because we've seen some terrible shit. It's not the worst adaptation we've seen. I think the worst one I've seen so far is maybe Attack on Titan.
Which I still gotta watch.
Oh, dude. I have a Google Drive. I'll send it to you. It's just get yourself in a nice place and watch it.
Oh, gosh.
They laugh and there's a giant Titan baby. And that was my, like, my no. But unless you have anything else to add about this movie.
It's okay.
If you really know the anime, you'll see like the certain scenes that are like shot for shot of anime.
Yeah, I know exactly.
So like all those little like Easter eggs and stuff. A lot of the camera angles, everything's the same.
Right. No, it's.
But that was some of these people's complaints too. Not amazing, but far from disappointing. Anonymous. Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Everyone, just watch it.
Yeah, just go watch it. It's for free. It's free. It's free. Yeah. Go watch it. Go throw Scarlett Johansson a bone. That's it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be gone next week because it's going to be our third year podcast.
Yes.
Anniversary. So at the end of season two, right here, right now.
This is it? We're ending with ScarJo?
Yeah, that's it. Unless we're taking next week off. A little celebration for us.
We are.
We deserve it.
Well, season finale. Here it is.
Season finale. Ghost in the Shell 2017.
You know what, though? I did like the anime, so...
We ended on a high note. So of all the shit we watched, this is the high note.
Yeah.
And I want to be making a TikTok video for this soon.
Don't forget the fucking sick eyeballs.
Yes.
Oh, and a spider.
Ooh, spider walk, eyeballs, and...
The transition, too. I like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Commercials.
And, yeah. Downey.
That's the only thing about watching it for free. The ads.
All right, guys.
Until season three.
See you soon.
And I'm excited for season three. Don't forget to rate, review, follow us on Instagram.
You guys are really going to suck me in this time.
Thank you so much. Yes. Oh, I know. I'm so excited for the beginning of season three. The next 26 weeks.
All right. See you guys in a week.
Bye. Bye.